Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
This is Star. After the half hour, we will be taking calls at 646-716-9663. 646-716-9663. And I want to remind you that if you go to www.starfuentes.com and go to the radio page and enter the magic word expo, you will get a free e-gift. So everyone take a deep breath. All right. This evening I have a guest, and my guest is Allison James. Allison, are you there?
Hello, Star. I'm so happy to be stargazing with you.
Oh, you're just such a beautiful, beautiful light, Allison. And Allison, would you love to tell my audience what do you do, please?
Yes, well, among the many hats that I wear, I am an author. I've written the book Merlin and the New Camelot, The Birth of Christ Consciousness. I do healing work, energy work, and I'm also a reverend, so if you want to get married, I can help you out there. I also work with crystals, and most importantly for me in this lifetime, is that I work and channel, work with and channel Merlin. So that's my my mission, to work with him in this lifetime.
And Allison, Merlin is like this huge energy. I mean, it's thousands of years later, and still movies and books and stories and kids' stories and all of this stirring up about him is happening. You know, when you're that powerful that thousands of years later people are still speaking your name and talking about your energy, this is like huge. So tell me a little bit more about you channeling Merlin and a little bit more about Merlin.
Well, he came to me. I didn't seek him out, and he came through somebody channeling to me, and he started to appear and speak to me on a more regular basis, and then finally he dropped some little hints about we'd been a twin nymphs and we'd been married in another lifetime and so on. And so he didn't come in and bamboozle me. He let me figure things out for myself. He never tells me what to do. And so my relationship with him, you might say, well, how did I even believe such a thing? Well, it was pretty amazing and very magical. And I knew it because it was the truth in my heart. And that is something that I'll always treasure, and now, after quite a few years, we've evolved, and I can truly say I am one with him, and it's really such a gift, and I've been really blessed, but it doesn't necessarily make my life any easier.
Oh, no. Anytime we're visited by these gods and ascended masters, they don't make things easier for us. They give us insights. Look, what does Merlin say to you? I mean, I know, I can energetically know that you channel Merlin and have a great relationship. Like, what does Merlin say?
Well, I don't know, I can say it on the air. But he's very funny.
Okay.
And he often catches me out. I might just have a little chat with him and say, oh, I need to think about this. What do you think? And I might ask him a question, and then he'll be speaking to me. Not that he's telling me what to do, but he might just throw in a little phrase that I might use, and just to jog me out of any seriousness. And so he likes to have a little joke, and he likes to really help me in a practical way, and that's his forte. He once said that the word loving kindness, which used to be all one word, sort of an old-fashioned word to us now, and it was broken up into loving and kindness, of course. And he said that these words were really the same thing. And so his way and the way he helps others is to be very loving and very kind. Not that he's not tough sometimes, but he's a very generous being. So he's not hard to love.
Okay, so what is the name of your new book?
Well, Star, it's Merlin and the New Camelot, The Birth of Collective Christ Consciousness.
So what does that mean? What do you talk about? What is that? I get what the words mean, but
yes.
Tell me more about the book.
Merlin, when he came forward through various writings, he was known as this being who was rather fantastic. And I like to call him the avatar of Camelot. He's really the father of Camelot. And so he came through with a very high consciousness and was able to birth the utopian society, which we know as Camelot. And so at that time, it was a warring time. And even in China, in the Far East, there was just a general movement then. There was a unification there, even between warring states. But in the British Isles, it was still a very volatile place and lots of blood and gore and people looking for power and titles and all of that sort of thing.
Well, you're British, correct? I can tell from the accent.
Yes.
And so you hold that lineage, you know, your body lineage and your spiritual lineage must be really strong, so it's easier for Merlin to access you. So the book is about the Camelot. Give me just a little bit more.
Well, what I explain in the book, and it takes you on a journey, not just about how I know Merlin, but how what Merlin did then is a seeding for what we are all doing collectively now. In other words, the higher qualities and the high consciousness that he brought through, and Arthur ruled over in this little kingdom, this was something that was set for that time, but in the bigger picture, it wasn't time for it to flourish. And so when I'm talking about Merlin and the New Camelot, I'm referring to the new age, the new golden age that we are birthing now.
So, like, that was the seed, and we're like the plant coming to flower.
Yes, where the magical flowering of what was laid in the earth then, and so we can all take it forward now. So I refer to the new Camelot as the name for, if you like, a global awareness that we are all birthing now, whether we're aware we're doing it or not.
I'm a firm believer in magic. I've seen myself speak something and something manifest. I've thought about a person and they called me within 5 minutes. I've seen magic traveling in many a country, and it kind of died there for a while. All of a sudden, we had these wonderful books from a country, I think it was near you, called Harry Potter.
And, yes, of course.
And what they did was reawaken the younger generations, and even me, you know. I'm in my 70s, and when I read the Harry Potter books, I was like, it's about time. You know, it reawakened that there is magic out there, that there is a way to channel flow energies. And Merlin was a master at this and sat at Camelot and really, really a strong practitioner of this. How does the whole magic being energy now and magic being positive thinking now, how does your whole book with Merlin and Camelot fit into that right now?
Merlin, as I describe in the book, is far more than the myth that he landed in. And so I do spend quite a bit of time explaining that he's not just a bird or a telephone system. He is an incredible being, and we've all accepted, because his name has been before us, that he was this wise man who brought up Arthur and who was in Camelot. But, of course, he's so much more than that. Well, he's an avatar, and that lifetime on Earth as Merlin was his last lifetime on Earth, so he tells me. And therefore, he works his magic from above, from that vertical reality, and he is able to connect and be aware and have insights for so many. That's the magic. It's the experience. It's knowing that whether it's Merlin or even any other ascended master or enlightened being, that what they can bring to you can transform you. It's a way of bringing about your own inner alchemy so that you can be that wizard, and the time is now.
Allison, so if I was to have an appointment with you, would you be channeling Merlin for me?
I would most certainly, Star.
And what is your website, and how can I get a hold of you to do this for me?
Well, my website is goldenageoflight.com, and if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me through the website, or you can contact me directly via email, Allison with one L, at goldenageoflight.com.
Wonderful. And where can I buy your book?
Oh, my book. Well, you can buy it through our beloved visionary publisher, gatherinsight.com, exactly as it sounds. And there you can find many wonderful books, including yours.
Of mine. It's also my publisher. Listen, people, call us with questions after the half hour. Our phone number is 646-716-9663. And if you go to www.starfuentes.com, with two R's and go to the radio show page and enter the word Expo, you will receive a free gift. Now, Allison, you and I are going to be together at the Universal Light Expo October 12th and 13th in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
And I'm just looking so forward to being able to play with you and be with you and laugh and maybe even cry a little bit with you.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for us all to share our magic.
Mm-hmm. And you're teaching a class there?
Yes, I'm speaking. I have a session that you can attend. It's room 201, 12 o'clock on Saturday. And I shall be in my booth, number 305, if you can remember that. You'll find me. You look for a picture of Merlin, and you'll know it's me sitting underneath.
All right. Now, I got some profound questions to ask you. What is the most deeply spiritual, awe-inspiring thing you ever learned from Merlin?
The most amazing thing that he taught me is that you learn to, when you're with a partner, you learn to live with your partner and not for your partner.
That sounds it sounds easy, but having been in a relationship and still in a relationship for 22 years, I know that that is work on a weekly basis, if not daily sometimes. So that is an amazing piece of information, with, not for, your partner.
Yes, live with the love of that partner and not for that love. And that really speaks to not giving your power away to someone. Even if you love them so much, you still must maintain your own integrity and being and love yourself. So in and of itself, that phrase really speaks to empowering yourself. And
it
so
that's
really what Merlin's all about. Yeah.
And you can even take that to your job, with your job, not for your job, or with your path. You know, I mean, that applies to so many aspects of our life. All right. What is the strangest thing that Merlin has ever said to one of your clients?
Strangest thing.
Or odd, different.
Odd.
I don't
something
know.
Odd. Sometimes he will say something in a channeling which perhaps may not make perfect sense in that moment, but it may be something that I will then have to explain to give a sense of. Actually, right now I'm not thinking of any specific words, but I'm thinking of the process that sometimes I go through with him, because he's trying to convey a sense of something to someone so that they could grasp a concept. So he's very good at that.
That sounds very powerful, indeed. Tell me a little bit more about your work with crystals. I live in Hot Springs, and like the crystal miners come and have lunch with me, and I get to visit the crystal mines, and, oh, I don't know, I must have 700-800 pounds of crystals around my church there. Tell me about your work with the crystals.
My healing work really began with the crystals. I had been studying in New York at a prophetic ministry and was under a prophetic minister. So I had started that process of ministering in that way. And so, in fact, what I was really doing was channeling. It's really one and the same. So I had received a word about crystals. And some young minister said to me, oh, have you started working with crystals yet? And I sort of looked gobsmacked, as we say, and I said, no. Well, then lo and behold, in about a week, I saw an advertisement for a crystal healing course. And so I started to follow this path. And it happened so fast, I have subsequently discovered that in various channelings and activations with Merlin that I've been working with crystalline energies in other dimensions and other places and other times. And so the crystalline energies was something that always attracted me, and it naturally attracted me. So those who know me well are very aware of my little crystal friends in my home. Some of them are not quite so little, but they have been invaluable in assisting my journey. They maintain a high vibration and offer different levels of processing, as I'm sure you know, Star, that when you have them in your home, it can help you maintain a higher vibration. So as far as I'm concerned, you can never have enough of them. And when we apply them, what we're doing is raising our physical and energetic vibration to the level of the crystals. So they can be applied in many different ways to really...
Well, that's, you know, crystals are very powerful, indeed. And I know that, and I have several of them. So this is a lot. You know, you're channeling Merlin, you're a minister, you work with crystals, and I think you also teach classes, correct?
Yes, Star. I give workshops, and I like to explore the ancient civilizations and energies, and Merlin works with many councils, as do we all, in our sleep. And he has really awakened me to the Maya and to other beings. And so when I do workshops, I like to bring through energies that relate to places and other times. So perhaps they're rather cosmic in that way. So that's what I really love to do. And Merlin, he's known as the master of earth magic. And we could say, yes, that's earth magic for us internally. But he's also very involved with the masters in terms of helping the planet to evolve. And so when we all go to sacred sites and we have gatherings, and we call upon the energies, he and the masters like to help Mother Earth herself evolve. And so he's one who truly is working very closely with the Earth as we go through this ascension process.
Now tell me about your spiritual awakening, about how you started getting clear enough to channel Merlin. Tell me some things where I could, or the listener could learn about the depth of the work you've done on your spiritual path, some of the problems and solutions that you encountered, and talk to me a little bit more about your personal path.
My path really started to evolve here in New York in the early 90s. I had some challenges in my own life with marriages and so forth. And it usually takes something fairly major to make us shift onto the spiritual path, that awakening. And mine started really in the early 90s, and suddenly I was overtaken by spirit. I had amazing dreams. And then I had been in a this prophetic ministry, and I had done many studies, meditation and astrology, working with objects to help understand people's energies and healing work, and then the crystals came in. So I had been working on myself for probably a good 15, 16 years before I was in a place energetically where I could really channel very clearly and consciously. And so that's when Merlin came in. It was also signified by the fact that I freed myself. I freed myself from various encumbrances in my life.
Wow, I mean, like what? I mean, you're talking to me, and I can feel the allergies part, and I can feel the hours and hours and hours and years of study. But deeper, talk to me deeper a little bit. Tell me, talk to me. People are learning from us talking.
Yes.
So talk a little deeper to me, darling.
What did you
overcome?
What I had to overcome was a feeling that I needed to be married, that I needed to have a certain lifestyle, that I needed to be a certain way. The white picket fence and all of those things, they went out the window.
And wow, that's good.
Yes.
And how many years did that work take?
Oh, well, that took a good 15 years. That took 15 years, I would say. I had to come to a place of finding myself. And that's what sovereignty, that word, sounds rather British, doesn't it, sovereignty? It's about ruling yourself, being in control of your lower senses. We call them lower, but they may not seem like they're lower because they can be very all-encompassing. But it's getting a hold of yourself. And I think you need to, well, I needed to, have time alone to really master myself. And it wasn't easy. It was very difficult, and there were all sorts of situations that I had to work through. And karma comes up too, that dreaded word. And while I wouldn't say now that I'm obsessive or particularly concerned about karma, I know that whatever I do now, I'm creating energy for my future life. So I have to be mindful of everything that's coming my way. And so that's what took time, to learn that I had to be proactive and not just reactive to everything that was around me. And so over this journey, I had this communication that began with Merlin. So I could always sort of run things by him or talk to others. And so I had quite a big journey on the inside. It might not have appeared so big on the outside, but for me, it was a coming to know myself and a trust in myself, and to have the courage just to be doing like what we're doing right now.
Wow, that was very, very valuable to me. That was, you know, it was talking about you being proactive. And, you know, so many of us don't know who we are, and we listen to our friends and when we're teenagers, and we try what they are, and then we don't know what to be, and then we become advice instead of listening to people's advice. And finding that place where you can trust your intuition, finding that place where you have to be who you are, not what the advertising agency says, not what your parents say, and not what your friends say, and be who you are. I mean, that is really, really a backbone and a foundation of being a light worker, is being true to yourself.
And it's also a lot about releasing attachments to things and people and places, because it's those fears that hold you back. It's those fears that can be obstacles. And so when you really embrace the fact that you have this magic, and wow, there is so much available to you.
Great. We'll be coming up on our half-hour break here. And if you want to talk to us after the break, the number is 646-716-9663. So take a deep breath and 646-716-9663. Just integrate what you've heard. Breathe. Feel yourself. Good. Listen to your intuition. And breathe again. 646-716-9663. Well, my clocks must be strange.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Well, we're back, and our engineer will let us know when we have some callers, and that's 646-716-9663. Allison.
Hey, Star. We're all set when you are.
Okay. Let's have the first caller then.
Cindy, you're on with Star and Allison.
Hi there.
Hi, Cindy. How can we be of service to you?
Well, I've been really enjoying what you've been saying, and I was wondering if there would be any messages for me.
Well, great. We'll start with Allison. Do you have any messages for Cindy?
Okay. Cindy, I see that there's a lot going on around you, a bit of a whirlwind, and this is a time for you to really trust yourself. Trust your inner guidance and know that you are loved and guided and supported in amazing ways. You can really step up now. You can trust yourself.
I feel like you're ready. I feel you don't think you're ready. I feel like whatever step that you've been wanting to take, you can take it, and that you have a little bit of mind chatter that comes up with a lot of excuses. Go forward and spread your light. Does that make any sense, Cindy?
Oh, yes, it does. It's exactly what I needed to hear.
Well, meditate on that, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mary, you're on with Star and Allison.
Hi, Mary. How can we be of service? Mary,
hello?
You're psychic, but not that psychic. We need some work from you.
Hi, Star.
Hi.
Hi, darling. How's it going?
Great. Stig, would you like a reading from Allison?
Yes.
Allison, yes. This is Stig. Give him a little message, please.
Hello, Stig.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. The question is, how are you feeling about yourself?
Well, I've had a really rocky few months. I had a couple of really wonderful things happen this week. My energy is still not balanced. Some of it's really tough. And I expected actually to be able, last summer things were really popping and promising, and they haven't been that way for a while.
Well, have you thought about connecting with Merlin?
About what?
Connecting with Merlin.
I would love to. If he would love to be of assistance to me, I would love to have a friendship with Merlin.
Yes. And you can visit my website and just look at the picture there of him, and he can help you from the inside to the outside. Don't look to the outside, bring it in. You need to do the reverse. You need to go inside and know that you have everything within you to fulfill your dreams.
Great. And I actually do believe that.
Yes, well, it's there.
Well, yeah. Stig, are you out on the street or something? Why am I picking up all this weird energy?
Oh, I'm actually on my way to the club.
Okay. For what I want, your assignment is to have green spheres of light in your hands and wallet and a green sphere of light in your heart. And remember, it's best to ask questions when you're in a single environment. Thank you, Stig.
All hey, right. Annie, you're on with Star.
How can we be of service?
Hello, it's such a pleasure to speak with both of you, and thank you for taking my call.
What is your name?
My name is Fanny.
Okay, honey, and what question do you have for us?
Just looking to receive any guidance you can give me. I was just asked to leave my employment because I wasn't playing with the other children. I was there 8 years, and I wanted to stay more true to myself and speak my truth. And she wanted to instill fear and intimidation upon everyone in the office, and I tried to stand up for myself, and obviously they didn't like it, so they asked me to leave.
Okay, Allison, do you have a message for this wonderful light being?
Thank you.
You have already started to trust yourself, and this is how you should go forth now. Don't be concerned about trying to feel someone else's approval. I feel that you are stepping into a whole new world. You may feel that the door was slammed in your face, but actually it's the reverse. You have closed it, and now you have freed yourself up. So take heart, spend a little time to really think about what would serve you best, because what serves you will serve others.
Well, it was funny that you mentioned about crystals before, and I have been going crazy with crystals, and they're very healing. I feel them. I don't know if that's my path. I have been studying to become an energy healer, and I keep on hearing, I don't know if I should go back into the regular workplace and get another, secretarial position. Because it's just myself supporting, me and my son, or if I should open up some kind of store regarding crystals.
Well, you know what? I feel it needs to be a little bit of both. I feel like you need a part-time something and figure out how you can get an investor into your store, and sell crystals and maybe some powerful jewelry and things like that. But right now I don't see you going into that financially alone. I see that you need to open the door for this partner to come along and for you to do this. Yes, you are a healer. Yes, you could possibly teach, but you have to ground yourself in that and know intuitively that this is who you are before you can do this. So, yes, a little bit of part-time work. Find that person to open that store with and go for it. Okay?
Thank you, ladies. I think it's combining the spirituality with the practicality. The spirituality does not mean that you're not practical for yourself. So, yes, I concur.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Katarina, you're on with Star and Elsa.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I would like a reading and to have some more clarity on my spiritual path and my employment, if I could please.
Allison.
Yes. Katarina, that's such a beautiful name.
Thank you.
I have a sense that you really are blossoming, that you are opening up. And so there are probably many things that you're considering at this time. And I would say to you, choose the thing that brings you the joy. Pursue that because you'll put all your energy into it, and that's where you will excel. Do what you feel most comfortable doing. Sometimes we like to really stretch ourselves and we try to do what's difficult or seems somewhat unobtainable, and we can make ourselves unhappy by that. But do what comes easily first, and then you can start stepping into deeper water.
All right. Well, I like who you are. And I like where you're employed. Now, the question is it a blessing or is it a lesson? And I think it's a combination of both. There are moments in where you're on your path that it is a huge blessing. And there are moments on your path when there are personal and public lessons for you. I think that you need to realize what's a blessing, what's a lesson. And I'm very, very comfortable where you are this year and what you're learning and receiving. Keep up the good work. A lot of the work is emotional, mental for you. It's not as much as it is spiritual. Play with it, stay with it, and keep on working. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Charlie, you're on with Star and Allison.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Star.
Good evening.
Hello, Charlie.
How can we be of service?
If you would share some of your experience and maybe some advice from Merlin on transition periods in your life when it's just not clear, when you know you're ready to transitioning, but where to, what to, and it's kind of foggy. And you kind of sometimes run out of patience, just wondering, you know, in that space of where you're going.
Yes, well, I've just been through a huge transition myself, so I can really speak to this, and I hope it will help you. And that is when you have the sense that something in your life isn't quite right. If you're looking at something and you're vacillating, well, do I like this or don't I like this, then you should step back and have a little more quiet time and say, well, what do I really want? And this is where the joy part comes in, and being open and trusting and having that faith in faith, that we can go forward and find the right thing. I just went through a move. I moved out of a home that I've been in for 28 years. And so to pick myself up, I actually couldn't believe I was doing it. But you have so much inner strength, more than you know, Charlie, that you can really trust yourself, but have a sense of decision about it. And until you have that decision, I wouldn't make too many major moves. But I think that you can overcome any irritation when you come to that place where you accept, okay, then this is what I need to do. Until you come to that place, you're looking at so many things and too much information can come in and really throw you sideways. So it's a matter of stepping back and saying, well, what do I really want here? And you can do that.
Well, I think the transition is a wonderful time. It's you're confronting new energies you haven't had before. It's an opportunity to be something, some energy different. Your brain is not in a routine. You are open to so many things that sometimes it's hard to decide. You know, this transition part is when you're enlightened. When you're enlightened that what you have is not of your vibration and what you are is not of your vibration. Losing patience. I'm 74 years old, and I've sat through more trainings and more years with more masters and ashrams and everything. I'm still looking for patience, and some days I find it and some days I don't. But it's when you're on that edge. Something's new's coming, so I gotta let go of this, is when you get some of your greatest enlightenment. Please, don't hurry through this process. Don't rush to pick something. Enjoy it. Absorb it. Because these are some of the ripest moments of your life. Thank you. Did you get something out of that? Hello? Charles, you still there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you get something out of our messages?
Yes. It's kind of exactly this confirmation, exactly how I have been dealing with it. But I just thank you both for sharing that.
You're welcome, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Allison, it's Mark. I have a question for you. I just started to learn how to channel last year, and it seems to me that I've been working with Saint Germain and with Kuan Yin. And I guess the first question would be, is very interesting if you can connect with Merlin on this, is Kuan Yin considered a female? As far as I understand, it represents the divine feminine.
Yes, most certainly. She's known as the goddess of compassion, and she is one of the higher beings that has sworn to make sure that every being on this planet will be able to ascend, and she won't go to nirvana until that happens. So she's an amazing being to work with. And of course, Saint Germain, he's overseeing the ascension for the planet, and he works with, of course, the violet flame. I'm sorry, have I answered your question?
Yes, because I was looking to see if she was considered female. And some parts of Tibet, they consider Kuan Yin actually be male. So I thought that was very interesting.
Okay, and one thing you notice when you're in the Far East, that all the statues of Kuan Yin have holes like an inch deep drilled into the ear, into her ears. So she's there to listen to people's problem. Years ago, and I don't remember what exact year, Mary was the guiding female energy of the United States, and several years ago it changed to Kuan Yin. And Mary is beautiful and wonderful and patient, and she gives you all that endurance. And Kuan Yin comes on her dragon, kicks butt with compassion. So it's going from a very meditative state to a very assertive goddess type energy. So it's, I don't find it unusual for a male to channel Kuan Yin. And I think that's a very, very big statement of your androgyny, channeling both Saint Germain and Kuan Yin. And androgynous is what we all want to be. We want to have both the positive aspects of male and female. So what a great combination.
Yeah, Allison, as you do a lot of channeling with Merlin, can you give me any recommendations that I can personally use to increase my channeling ability?
Yes. When I first began, I used to use a crystal all the time, and I still do sometimes. It helps to raise the vibration in your of your energy field, and that helps you to receive the energetic information that's coming to you. So that can be extremely helpful. But also, one of the things that I find just something, it's something I do automatically now, and that is that you must put everything else out of your mind. Just empty your mind so that you can listen from above. You're not listening with your ears on a horizontal plane. You're opening up vertically to the masters and the heavenly host above you. So think of it as listening from above rather than tuning your ears.
And both of you will be living in New York City, so what a great opportunity for both of you to get in contact with each other. So,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so maybe you guys can do some work together. I want to remind everybody to go to www.starfuentes.com. It's got a bunch of articles. It lists all the classes I do. But most importantly, if you go to the radio page, and you'll find a place for the magic word. The magic word is expo, and you will get a free e-gift. I am at Universal Life Expo. Yep.
I got one more caller for both of you. Fran, go ahead.
Hi, Allison. Hi, Star. How are you today?
Great. How can we be of service?
I was just wondering if Merlin had a message for me.
Hello? Okay. You're going to come into so many new things. You've been dealing with a lot of older situations and things that have been cumulative in your life, either business, family, situational things. But you're going to have a breakthrough. You're going to come through, and you're going to find actually a greater piece of yourself, and you're really going to be able to apply yourself to whatever you choose. You're going to be able to do that healing work and expand yourself, and just it's like you're opening up your heart, and you're able to share with others. Not just give because they're demanding of you, but share because that's what you want to do, and that's the gifting that's on the inside of you.
I'm going to say this. You're going to have some great surprises. I think between now and Halloween, you're going to have a surprise on the material, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual levels. You've kind of wound up your wheels, and it is now time to harvest what you have been working on, some of the things for several years and some of the things shorter. So prepare to harvest this month. Does that help you?
It does very much, actually. Thank you. You're both pretty active on things that have been happening in my life lately. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, as I was saying, starfuentes.com. Enter the word expo on the radio show spot, and you will get a free e-gift. Both Allison and I will be at the Universal Life Expo October 12th to 13th in Columbus, Ohio. Unbelievable. It's what, like $10 or $11 to get in with hundreds of booths and hundreds of speakers. It is the most reasonably priced expo I've ever been to.
This is such a gift, Star, and to those who are listening. This, you can visit so many wonderful people and choose from a smorgasbord of gifts and talents, and you can really fine-tune yourself quite easily. It will happen so fast, you won't even realize it. So do pay it a visit and come and see us.
Great. People, take a deep breath. Remember that both of us are readers, and you can reach Allison at, what is your website?
GoldenAgeOfLight.com.
And she channels Merlin and teaches classes and has a book called?
Merlin and the New Camelot, The Birth of Collective Christ Consciousness.
From GatherInsight.com, who is also my publisher. You have been questioning yourself. You have made decisions. All the time, I reach out and get confirmations for what decisions I've made. I get a read on the energy. I don't read myself. I go to other people. You, too, as a light worker, should realize the value, number one, of education, number two, of confirmation, number three, of being initiated. And that initiation is like the first time you've been there into the energies of ascended masters like Merlin and many other ascended masters. This is why we are light workers, to view, to touch the light of people who have gone through things we're going to go through, who have solved their own challenges. We, as light workers, participate with each other to learn and to support each other in this growing, glowing world of light. Take a deep breath and understand and know that we are all one. And sometimes someone out there on the outside can know you better than you know yourself, can give you that one piece of information that lets all the pieces click into place. That can, one sentence in one book can confirm for you what you know about yourself. Being a light worker, being a healer, being any occupation is about measuring, dedicating, expressing, encompassing the energies of your path or your work. Educate yourself over and over and over again, from the most spiritual highest aspect to the most mundane physical aspect, because in your education, you will find your results, you will find your connection to God. You will be in holy relationships with people you've never met. And you will see that we are all love, that we are all one, that we are all connected. And when we're not, nothing makes sense. And when we are, everything falls into place gently, easily, and quickly. Remember, for most times it is us, our head, our emotions, our inner child. It is us who gets in our own way, who makes it difficult, complicated, undoable, unbeable. That once you are in the flow, the angels and earth form a magical miracle synchronicity to put everything in alignment for you.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.